Welcome to another episode of High Velocity Radio. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and we have a great show in front of us today. In the studio with me today, I have Buddy Shaw with Shaw & Associates Inc. and OfficeSpaceAtlanta.com. He's the president and CEO. And I have Dr. Joanne Hayward, the founder and chief executive officer of Turning Point Enterprises, Inc. Well, we like to start ladies first here in the studio. Joanne, welcome to the show.
Hello.
So tell me a little bit about your background and how you decided to found Turning Point, Inc.
Well, good morning. I'm Dr. Joanne Hayward, and I founded the organization after relocating here from Philadelphia. My father has an organization there, and I'm a spinoff of him.
Okay.
So when I came to Atlanta, I worked in social services and found that they were putting a Band-Aid on services, giving people a martyr card and a bag of food, and they lacked certain essentials, such as life skills, how to get a job. So that was the premise of Turning Point.
Okay. So let's go into really detail. What do you guys do?
We provide education, training, and development. We are 501c3, and our goal is to help people become self-sufficient. We do a large component of parenting skills. We have a parenting education and university that we present to some of the schools locally. And also we do life skills.
Okay, so you guys are taking on the harder thing than just handing out food and sort of patchworking stuff, but you're working toward the longer goal of actually helping them grow into people that can actively participate in society.
Yes.
Okay, very, very awesome. I love that aspect. So you said this is sort of something you grabbed from your family and that you grew up in this environment.
Yes.
How does one really start one of these organizations? It's hard to start a nonprofit. There's a lot of loopholes and stuff that you have to go through, right?
Well, I'm a professional counselor, and so I've worked with a really good board of directors, and we found that there was a need, so we sat down and, you know, some of my professional friends said, well, let's get together and do something that we can give back to the community. And so with that being said, we sat down and talked about setting up life skills programs, getting a 501c3, registering with the state, and what will our name be? What is a good name for the organization? And we came up with Turning Point, because we want to turn people's lives around and make an impact for them. And that's how we kind of started. You know, it's been 15 years now.
Okay, so you guys have been around for 15 years. You're not just a startup nonprofit.
No, we've been around for 15 years, yes.
So is this primarily your job now, or do you still have a day job that you do along with this?
Well, I do several things. I am a professor at Mercer University.
Okay.
I'm an adjunct, and so I do that at night, and I do Turning Point during the day.
Okay, so you're really busy.
I'm busy. Yeah, that's what my friends say. You're busy.
Well, I have to think that being a teacher also translates into helping these other people out, these less fortunate people. So you have those skills, and also I guess you give your students life skills as well.
Yes, it is a life experience. I teach psychology and sociology classes and multicultural issues. So it all connects. It all, you know, comes full circle. So, it's a very interesting concept.
So you've built a lifestyle around this. This is a whole 360. You got every picture of it. I love it.
Yes. I enjoy the work. Like I said, being a professional counselor, I also do some counseling, work with families, individual. We do life skills. We do mentoring, coaching. I also work with Boys and Girls Club. We do some entrepreneurship training with the youth.
Okay, that's huge.
Yeah, leadership. So we're pretty much out there.
Well, I love that. When I was in school, I was sort of a smart ass a little bit, and I would always ask my teachers, I was like, well, how does this affect me in real life? And you're living the example. If your students ever ask you that, you're like, well, look, I founded this nonprofit because I believe in this mission. I'm helping people grow and do this, and this is why this is important. This is why the sociology aspect plays into it. So that's very cool. Mm-hmm. So you're doing a great job. How many people have you guys helped in 15 years? Do you know that, or how many people is it annually? Or?
Well, annually we serve about 200, and we're in the metro Atlanta area. Primarily, our office is in Marietta, Cobb County, so that's our focus. We also do Fulton. We do Gwinnett, Douglasville. So we pretty much service the metro area. We get calls constantly from even some of the rural areas like Polk County, Cedartown, Paulding County. So we're pretty much out there providing services. We work with DFACs as well, and we actually go into the home. We have case managers, and we go out and provide early intervention, counseling, and parenting.
Okay. So what are the kind of what's your ideal client? Who do you guys work with? What's the age range, or is it sort of a little bit of everything?
Well, our ages are from 16 to 65.
Okay.
Some seniors need services too. They need counseling, readjusting their lifestyle at this particular point. Then we have the middle group, say in 40s. They're in transition. They're looking to do different work and reassess their skill sets. So we do resume writing, job readiness. And then the young people, we do the mentoring, coaching, life skills with them as well.
Okay, well, walk me through that sort of engagement. Let's start just with the younger people. A 16-year-old that has no idea what they want to do with their life, and they might not think they have too many opportunities or this. They have a kid, and how do you guys walk them through that process and get them out of that fear and help start growing them towards a career?
Well, with a young lady, I'm going to give that example. Okay. Of 16, and she has a child. We first want to teach them parenting skills, mm-hmm. which is part of our life skill program. And then we want them to finish their education, so they may need to go back. You know, they stop, and they might need to go back to get a GED. We kind of point them in that direction. Our life skill component consists of assertiveness, personal health, nutrition. Money management is big.
Okay.
Self-advocacy, legal rights, community resources, and that's a big one. You need to know what's available in the community. So we share that information with them. We point them in the right direction.
Okay. So how does that work? Do they have sort of someone they have as their point of contact in the organization, or is it like a big hotline number? How do you guys keep track of this and make sure that they're continuing with this education?
Well, we do have case managers assigned mm-hmm. to each of the individuals in our program, and we follow up with them 30, 60, 90 days out.
Okay.
And so our program is about 6 months through the life skills and the education and job readiness, GED component. And so after that 6 months, they graduate and complete, and then we do the follow-up 30, 60, 90 days.
So how do you guys get these students? I know you mentioned some ways that they get brought to you through DFACs and such, but are these open? Is there a lot of media bringing these people to you so these people are at your doorsteps? Because I know this is a program that a lot of people would just jump on if they knew about it.
Well, yes. We're in the United Way First Call for Help database, and so we get a lot of calls from the 211 line and then word of mouth.
Okay.
A lot of social service agencies. I'm well connected in the community, and so they give me a lot of referrals that way.
Okay. And I got to imagine these kids and all these people going through the program have to probably tell their friends about it. Be like, hey, look how this changed my life. And I'm sure you have some great stories of people that – do you ever have people come back and speak and say, hey, this is where I was at. Then I went through the program, and now I got this. I can feed my kids. I've got a good job. I have a retirement plan.
Yes, we do have testimonials. As a matter of fact, I still keep in touch with people as far as 10 years ago. They always check and see, what you got new, Dr. Hayward? You know, any other services? You know, and sometimes they come and volunteer as well. So I do have a pretty good base of those who have gone through the program, are successful, and they do maintain that contact with me. And then I reach out to them as well. And if I have a program, I ask them to come and speak. We had several programs in the past, and I had several ladies who are successful now come back and speak about what they're doing.
Okay. Well, can you just outline just the basic programs that you go through? I know we touched on a couple of them.
We provide the life skills component. I'm a professional counselor. We do counseling, individual and group. We do anger management. We're registered with the state to do substance abuse. Some people have DUIs and need to have assessments. I'm a clinical evaluator. We do the youth mentoring program. We work with the Boys and Girls Clubs, case management with DFACs, and the parenting. And we work in Cobb County with several schools. And one of our biggest things that we've just completed, we're doing a bullying film.
Okay.
And it encompasses a local high school, and we're doing it for the bullying aspect of cyberbullying, mm-hmm. Adult bullying, and teachers bully as well. So that's our biggest project we're doing. And we have a long-term project. We're doing an empowerment women's seminar, and that's coming up in June.
Okay, I love that. I know there was a film that came out a few years ago that was about bullying. It sort of brought people's light to it. But the cyberbullying is a huge issue, and parents don't know so much about the internet or Facebook or the things that can happen, so they don't know the impact. They think once their child's home with them that they're safe, and they're really not. And this takes a huge emotional impact, especially when you're in middle school and high school with all these different social pressures.
Yes, absolutely. And one in four children are bullied every day. So the component we're doing is to talk about, we do a phase about cyberbullying, how a person looks after they're bullied. A lot of people are very lack self-esteem. Mm-hmm. So we're building on the self-esteem component. After the film is completed, which will be shortly, we will have a red carpet for all the children that were involved, and we invite the community out, their parents out, to talk about conflict resolution. Where do we go from here? What happens next? Who do you contact? So that's what we're doing at this point.
I like that. Well, early in the interview, you mentioned the Boys and Girls Club, and you mentioned an entrepreneurship program that you're doing with that. Can you speak to that a little bit? Because that's something I'm very passionate about.
Okay. With the Boys and Girls Club, we're teaching the children life skills. We're teaching them etiquette. We're teaching them about where do they see themselves in 5 years, mm-hmm. what kind of jobs are available for them. We're doing leadership skills. A lot of the youth do have leadership, but we need to, like, pull that out of them. Mm-hmm. We have to motivate them. And so that's part of what we're doing in terms of the leadership and entrepreneurship. Finally, we're doing assessments to see where their skill sets are, where their strengths are, where their weaknesses, and we're building on the strengths.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's huge, just getting a kid at that young of age to look for look forward 5 years in the future and try to plan out their life. And yeah, they're going to pivot and change along the way, but just trying to have a five-year plan at all times is huge.
Yes. We have to sow that seed into them now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned volunteers earlier. Is your program completely volunteers? Do you guys have full-time staff? And what do you guys need more of?
Funding.
Funding?
Funding is always big. And our long-term goal is we want to get a house.
Okay.
We want to get a large house where we can house people who are homeless. And homelessness does not mean that they're on the streets. Homelessness could also mean that they're living with a relative and don't have a permanent house.
Okay.
So we want to get them in a home for maybe 6 months and then teach them skills, teach them computer skills, teach them life skills, teach them job readiness, resume building, so they can go forward and become self-sufficient.
Well, I know we have a lot of big corporations here in Atlanta. Have you guys thought about maybe having like a Coca-Cola or something sponsoring the house, and then you're teaching them life skills, but also they have a job at Coca-Cola when they leave, and it might just be stocking shelves and stuff, but Coca-Cola is like, all right, you're going to train them to do exactly what we want, but you're also giving them life skills and a job.
That's a great idea. Wow, that sounds like a partnership to me. Absolutely, yes. I'm going to consider that and talk to my board about that. That's a good idea, and that's something that we can move forward on, I believe. Yeah.
So what's next for you guys? What are you guys planning out in the next coming months for 2014?
I believe I mentioned earlier we're looking at doing a women empowerment, and that would be ladies from ages 16 to 65. We're on the groundwork with it now. We have about four professional women that is going to speak about their journey and their entrepreneurship, and it'll be like a panel discussion. And we're looking to do that in June. And our goal is to provide education to the community and how one can move forward. It's empowerment. It's definitely called Women on the Move.
Well, that's huge. And we have a lot of women coming here, like Becky Blaylock, a lot of people that are very successful. And it is huge. It's a tough world out there for women in the business market. So I'm glad you guys are doing that. And also, again, with all the media pressure on women to be this or that or stereotypes. So I think what you guys are doing is great. And I love the fact that your organization it's not, most organizations are like focused on just one thing. You guys cover the gamut of, you know what, we want to help people. And if someone, it looks like if someone comes to you and says, hey, why don't we have a program about this, helping out these people? You go, all right, well, let's have it. Let's do it. Let's get it together.
Yeah, we believe in multitasking because the needs are so great. We just can't focus on one area. We need to look at the trend, and the trend constantly changes. So we're pretty focused on, you know, assisting people wherever they are, meeting people where they are, and whatever that would take. We have a skilled staff. We have case managers. We have subcontractors. And so everyone is very professional and educated in the areas that we provide services for.
All right. Well, how do our listeners reach out to volunteer, or if someone's listening and they want to fund you guys, or if they want to just come to the program and actually be part of it, how do they do that?
Our website is www.turningpointenterprises.org, and our number is 770-528-6262, and we're located in the Mansour Center. And that's 995 Roswell Street in Marietta.
Okay. And also, I'm guessing if I Google Turning Point Enterprises, you guys will pop up as
absolutely
number one.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for being on.
Okay. It's wonderful.
Well, how about you hang out with us while we visit with our next guest?
Yes.
All right. Well, next up on High Velocity Radio, we have Buddy Shaw, the president and CEO of Shaw Association, Inc. and OfficeSpaceAtlanta.com. Buddy, welcome to the show. You were sitting there patiently, nodding your head, taking notes, and laughing at all the proper points. Thank you.
Well, I'm just admiring Dr. Hayward and all of her work. I think it's just amazing when you have people giving their hearts to the problems that we have in our society.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, and let's talk about OfficeSpaceAtlanta.com.
I'm a bit of a serial entrepreneur.
We love those in the
today.
Studio.
Yeah, today. I guess I began my journey in the commercial real estate business.
Okay.
With a developer, architect, developer, John Portman, downtown. And I was leasing agent for about 8 years, and finally left after many of the tenants came to me and asked me to represent them and help them in finding a new location out on the perimeter. The rent was cheaper, the parking's free, it's closer to home, and all
less
these
traffic,
things.
All that.
Yeah, yeah. So I identified a need at that point, and I saw a few people out there really representing tenants, which was a new thing back in the early 70s. And so I started representing tenants. I kind of jumped the fence, and instead of representing and leasing John Portman's mm-hmm. buildings, I started representing the tenants that were actually in that building and helping them negotiate their lease and find spaces around the city, those that that needed it. So I was really more of a commercial real estate tenant rep.
Definitely. Well, I have to think that's more fulfilling than just filling up the spaces, and these people are no names, and you're like, I just got to get people in the spaces. And now you're dealing with people and helping them grow their business. You're like, all right, I know this guy. He has this business. He needs this space, and then he wants to grow to this space. And that's got to be pretty fulfilling.
Yeah, and I found out while I was director of leasing down in Peachtree Center, my tenants were coming to me and asking for assistance. And, you know, I couldn't do that when I was representing mm-hmm. the building owner, and had more and more of the larger tenants coming to me and asking me for help. And I just finally decided that I would jump the fence and start representing tenants versus representing building owners. So I did that and have done that. It's been a wonderful business over the years. And then as time would have it, we got into the boom that busted, and back in those days, I was asked to be on the board of advisors of an entity called BrainWorks Ventures.
All right,
it was an incubator connected with Georgia State University, Dr. Ratajczak, and John Casey with UPS Enterprises. Mm-hmm. We had a team that was gathered together to vet new ideas, new entrepreneurs who had companies, new ideas, and they needed some kind of support, and we would, you know, really vet them, and we had a process where we would identify weaknesses in those companies.
So you poked holes and just tried to make the companies better.
Yeah, we would, if they needed web development or financial oversight, legal oversight, and we would support them and then invest in those companies. And then it was really an incubator type of model.
I love that. You guys were before incubators were cool. You were doing it.
Yeah, to a great extent. And from that experience, I learned more and more about the Internet and using the Internet to generate revenue.
That fad, right, the Internet?
Yeah, well, it was not really a fad. I mean, there are different verticals.
Yeah.
Different businesses in real estate, the real estate industry, even today, the commercial real estate business is very lack in initiating e-commerce strategies within their organizations. And so what I did is I went out and I purchased, I secured OfficeSpaceAtlanta.com. I also secured executivesuitesatlanta.com and subleaseatlanta.com, all designed to really kind of cover the real estate, the commercial real estate industry.
Okay.
And generate leads, which in turn became those leads would be executive suite folks who needed companies who needed a space in the executive suite or needed commercial real estate somewhere else, and I'd represent them as a tenant rep.
Well, that's pretty genius right there. I mean, you were thinking way far ahead before anyone was doing this. You wanted to make it really easy. You made a lead generation device that was just basically bubbling up opportunities for you without you going out there and making cold calls or trying to connect with people. You're like, here's the portal, and this is going to be the portal for people to go to. And they went there, and then it bubbled it up for you. So
yeah, and that whole industry is driven by the search engines.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is to design a website that today, you know, they call it SEO, search engine optimization, where you have somebody come in, look at your website, design it so that it is search engine friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the idea is to get into the number one slot. That matches up with the search terms that you
focus on.
Yeah, that somebody's looking for space, they're going to say, well, Office Space in Atlanta. Well, that
you want to
OfficeSpaceAtlanta.com seems like a pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I also went out and tapped into the top 60 office markets here in the U.S. So I've got Office Space New York, Office Space Chicago, Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Executive suites and sublease city, whatever that is. So I've got three domains for each of the
top.
Well, it's really following the line of what we were trying to do back in with BrainWorks Ventures, and using the internet to generate revenue and creating entities that will generate leads and generate revenue. So I also went out and bought 52. Countries, so Office Space Australia, Office Space.
So you have all your bases covered. So you're the leader. You've branded that.
Well, it's a platform really for commercial real estate, and you know, even today, if you look at the major real estate companies and their websites, they're really kind of.
Well, I grew up in that industry. My parents were realtors and developers, and I know it's terrible. It's they're so far behind with everything.
Well, they call it brochureware, and what they do is they design a website for their company, you know, and the people that they do business with, but they haven't really addressed the concept of using the internet to generate revenue, using the internet to generate leads for real estate, either in the brokerage side or for their own properties.
Okay.
So, so then that from that business, I went on and got involved in the executive suite industry. Mm-hmm. So I've also got I'm in a partnership with a gentleman by the name of Herb Rudd.
All right.
Here in Atlanta, he's got Crown Office Suites, and they've got a number of locations around Atlanta. And he and I was sending leads to him, and we decided, well, look, why don't we just team up? And so we did. So we started offices at 1100 Peachtree. So we have an executive suite. It's about 12,000 square feet downtown and midtown. And we're looking at something over at Tech that would be connected pretty close to ATDC, which is a venture.
Yeah, we have them in here all the time.
Yeah. And then we're also looking to expand into the central perimeter.
Okay. So are you guys just primarily in Atlanta, or are you guys going out to other states also?
Well, right now we're just in Atlanta, really trying to perfect what we do here in Atlanta. There are different markets, and an executive suite, you know, has meeting rooms, conference rooms that people can rent, virtual offices where somebody can get an address. And
that's what our business model is built around, is an executive suite, so that's what we're in right now. So we get a lot of those throughout the city and different states also when we pop up studios. So we do a lot of that stuff. But it really is a really competitive market. How do you guys stay sort of on the cutting edge of the executive suite market? Because it's so competitive, and it goes back and forth, and there's a few different big players in the game. So.
Yeah, and the big players are significant competitors. But on the other hand, you know, a lot of it has to do with, once again, what you do in creating a website that can have positioning where the people come in. Not only do they land on a Regis website, but they'll land on offices at 1100 Peachtree, or they'll land on Office Space Atlanta or Executive Suites Atlanta. So as far as we're concerned, we don't mind competing with any of the larger entities.
Okay.
We do very well from the leads that we get from the Internet. And, you know, it's a lot of it is community-driven as well.
Yeah.
So you go into an area and, you know, people want to be in that. If they live there, they want to have their
office
there. Small office there.
So do you find sort of, because we're talking about the Internet and SEO, do you find that normally people, they don't really want to shop around these office suites? They want to find one really fast in the area where they live and then get it. So when you pop up first, if they see you, they'll click on you, and that'll generate a lead, and they'll normally make a deal. Or do they does it generate a lead? Do they come to you, and then they shop you around and then try to negotiate between two different office spaces? Or how does that business work?
Yeah, a lot of it varies. I mean, you'll have people come in, and they're ready. They just have a need. And some people really don't care where the location is. They see that there's a virtual office. They want a presence in the city of Atlanta.
Yeah.
And they come in, and they'll be in New York and say, well, we'd like a virtual office.
And they have the receptionist that picks up the phone and says, hey, this is so-and-so company. And
exactly. They can have mail delivered. They can have a day office. They can have meetings, you know, for in the local area that they want to be.
Well, that's huge. So. Would you say how much of your lead generation is due to your Internet presence, would you say? What percentage?
I'd say probably a great percentage.
Yeah. So most of your leads are coming from just this Internet thing that you built, so you don't have to deal with it or backstock or anything.
You can have a location that's kind of out of the way. This location, for example, is a little bit out of the way. People would drive by and not know that there's an executive suite in here. So you have salespeople who are out in the community, but you also have a lot of advertising.
Okay.
Advertising in Google, advertising in the different search engines.
Yeah, you do like AdWords and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but it's all internet driven still. Though you guys are so ahead of the game, where you're not doing the paper advertising, you're not cold calling people. You guys are just like, I have this machine, the internet, and it's going to generate leads, and I'm going to just use this tool. And that's I find that amazing. That's great that you guys are really ahead of the game in your industry.
Yeah, it's so much more effective than, I look at paper advertising as, I don't want to say a waste of money, but it doesn't have the volume, and it's free.
Yeah.
If you optimize your website to a point where people find it on Google.
And that's what people use. I mean, especially people, like, just the more it goes on. I mean, I get on my phone. If I want to find something, if I want to answer, if I need a problem to something, I'm going to Google it and do that. I don't go and find anything else. I don't go to paper ads or anything. If I want a discount coupon on something, I go to the internet. I type in so-and-so coupon. So paper advertising to me is very much dead, at least for my generation. So I think your guys are – got the game there. So what's your next venture? What are you doing next? You're a serial entrepreneur. You've been doing this. Are you going into any other spaces?
Yeah, we're actually the location that we're looking at next will be a co-working venture, which is different than an executive suite.
Oh, yeah.
A co-working environment is open space. It's for people who want free internet, who want to come down and work, you know, all night.
They can rent a desk or something.
Yeah, and it's a sole person. It could be a student that wants to start up a company, or it could be a student that just wants to come in and, you know, have a place where they can sit down. It's kind of a Starbucks on steroids. Yeah. I mean, it's...
Well, definitely. Have you been to Rome? I know we got Rome Dunwoody right down the street. Yeah. And I think those places are just, they're amazing. They're crazy awesome. And
yeah, it's
really
a very
nice.
similar thing. We're in discussions with Steelcase, and they have, over the years, they have studied how people work.
Oh, yeah, and they have great designs, too.
Well, yeah, and the design of their furniture is such that it matches different ways that people work. So it kind of increases your odds of having something that's successful. People come in and they work in different ways, and yeah, this works.
And definitely, so, like, for a startup company, someone that's young that can't maybe afford one of these office suites yet, it's a great place to bring clients. So you might be working out of your mom's garage and doing something, but then you have a potential investor or someone you want to talk to. You meet them in the space, and it's very professional. You can get day offices in this kind of environment too, and rent, and it's very cheap and affordable for someone that doesn't have a lot of money.
Exactly.
Perfect. Yeah. So you're doing it all. You just keep moving along this track, and you're just staying ahead of the game.
Yeah, and then I have to say that probably my biggest passion is mission work over in Zimbabwe. So
So you're giving back also. So you're doing all this. You're walking the walk, and then you go ahead and you give back to other people as well. So.
Well, we've through Young Life Africa, we've been able to support a group of orphans that we ran into on a mission trip, and we're feeding about 1,600 kids now, orphans. Through this, the foundation,
huge.
Morningstar Foundation. So,
well, that is so great. I love to hear that.
Yeah, it's you go over there and you see that, and you just, you know, if you don't do something about it, you know, shame on you, kind of thing.
Well, it's one of those things. We're here, and we have even the worst people here, like the people that have hardest lives here. You go somewhere else, and you have a lot of perspective on, wow, it's really great to I have a meal every day. And all that, so that's huge. Yeah. Well, buddy, how can we help you out? What do you need more of? What are you looking for in any of your businesses? Or,
well, more than anything, I would say funding for the Morningstar Foundation. It's in the Matopo Hills, and we've got enough funds to carry us through this next year. But after that, we're looking to feed orphans. And
I don't know. It sounds like you're pretty interconnected in that, and I'm sure we can work something out where you go ahead and bring the Morningstar people on with you, and you guys can sort of just do a radio show, and we'll help highlight all the good work you guys are doing. You guys all have that to share with other people if you'd be interested in that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that might be something that, of course, it's just me right now.
Yeah,
so.
But still, we'd love to have you back on and talk about it. So
that's awful nice.
That's great. Well, buddy, give us your contact information where people can reach out if they're interested in the Morningstar Foundation or if they're interested in any of your ventures.
Yeah, and any folks looking for anything related to
any kind of space doesn't matter how old you are, you got it all.
If you need to buy a building, if you need to be represented, if you have a law firm and have 5,000 feet and need somebody to represent your interest in negotiating a lease, then That's really my core competency.
A one-stop shop. So they can come to you and they can feel safe that you're going to make the right decision and get them in the proper space for the proper price. I love
there you
it.
Go. But my number is 770-850-0003. And that's Buddy Shaw.
All right. So. Well, thank you both for being on. It has been a great show.
Thank you.
And we'd love having you guys on. Well, this is Kevin Finn for all our guests today and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on High Velocity Radio.